2 in chapter Kufayin Ches 178, we're up to subsection 4, Siv Dalad. So here we were talking about that when you're eating, say, bread, so there, even if you get up from the meal, even if you don't leave anybody behind, and you just go into another room, right? Then it says that that's not considered an interruption. If you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. Because by bread, he says, and some of the other things also, we had difference of opinion, you have to come back to bench, so just getting up isn't considered the end of the meal. Now here you have an interesting scenario. So what happens if you were eating bread in this room, and then they brought you a dessert, or they brought you wine, right, or fruit, so you have to make a bracha, right? So the wine and the fruit are not part of the motzi, they're separate, they're not part of your meal, right? And now you want to go to the other room, you're still in the middle of your meal, and you want to drink some wine over there, you want to drink some fruit over there. Do you have to make a first bracha, the fruit? You have to make a bracha on them? Because from the first perspective, you changed rooms. He says, no, you're not going to have to. Why? Because since the end bracha, the benching, the grace after meal, includes everything you made with the bracha, they're considered also to be part of the meal as far as that your meal hasn't finished when you got up, because they will be part of your after bracha. Let's look inside. Even if in the middle of the meal you go to another room, the oichel v'shoysed sham dvorim she'enam tfeilim l'suda le'inyan bracha rishonah, and you're eating and drinking over there such items that are not considered secondary to the meal as far as the first bracha goes, which means that when you ate them over here in this room before you left, and you needed to make a bracha in the first house, in the first room, in the first house, let's say wine or fruit, which even though you're having them part of the meal, you still have to make a bracha. And now you're also drinking the wine or fruit, drinking the fruit in the other house. So you're not eating bread over there. By bread, we said it's not an interruption, because the bracha, by getting up, you didn't finish the meal. But as far as the fruit goes, if you didn't wash and you made the bracha over here and you went to the other room, you'd have to make a new bracha. But he says, Kivon Shem Tfelim Le'inyan Bracha Achreina. But since the fruit and the wine are secondary as far as the after bracha, V'niftarim Ebrichas Amozin, and they would be exempt with the grace after meal, so even though the first bracha you still have to make for them, but the after bracha you don't have to make for them. As we said before, even those items that you make a bracha before, you still don't have to make an after bracha. He's still eating it on the mind of his first meal. So in the other house, you don't have to make a bracha of them. And that would be, in all cases, even if you don't eat any bread in that place, so you're only drinking wine or you're only eating fruits over there. Even if you did not have in mind when you made the motzi to change your place in the middle of the meal, so you made the motzi, you were going to eat here, you moved out, you left your place, but you didn't bench, you went to another house and you're eating over there fruits. You started in this house, you ate fruits, but you eat over there fruits. You're not eating any bread over there. In the other house, you still are not going to have to make a bracha bor priyates and those fruits over there, even though you had to make a bracha bor priyates in this house, because it's all part of the same meal, and the fact that you got up does not take that away. Now, we're going to go into a whole other halacha. About this whole fact, does this mean, right now we were talking about a new bracha, that you changed your place, it is either considered the end of the meal when I get up, and therefore I have to make a new bracha, which would apply to shahakos, for sure, according to all opinions, or even to ala michya and ala gefen, according to the other opinions that we learned. Or like bread, getting up does not require you to make a new bracha, because the meal doesn't finish by getting up, because you still have to come back here to bench. However, he's going to say, if a person does move from his place and he goes to another place, is v'im oichel shom pas, if you're going to eat bread in the other place, mevorech birchas hamozim b'mokim shegoymer achilas hapas, you can make the bracha of the birchat hamozon where you finish the bread. So if you eat the bread in the other room, in the other house or in the other room, you're going to make the benching over there. So while it's still the meal didn't finish because you were supposed to come back, but you went and you ate, you went to the other room and you ate bread over there into the other room. So once you ate the bread over here, you make the birchat hamazon over there where you finished the bread. Kemoshi is bayir b'simen kuf pei dalet, as will be explained in Sumer kuf pei dalet in Sif Aleph. This is where we were talking about. If you're in shul and you're washing by the kiddush, for example, and then you go home and you finish your meal over there, you don't have to come back to your house to the shul to bench. You're going to bench in the shul where you are now. You're going to continue benching in the house where you are now, where you eat the rest of the meal. Now, that's not advisable to do so unless you have in mind when you make the bracha, when you're washing, you're making the bracha amotzi, that I'm going to finish my meal at home. That is when you can do so to begin with. Right now we're talking about it happened so. He washed over here, then he goes to his home and he wants to eat bread over there. So he can go ahead and eat the bread over there, and then he can bench over there because that has become the place where he's sitting now. But now we're going to learn one should not, lechachila, to begin with, move from his place where he's having his meal to another place without having it in mind in the first place. Okay?
He says, "Mekom akim yet lechatchila osur klaker klal mimekoyme achi yivarech birchas hamazon tchila."
To begin with, it's prohibited to move from your place at all until you bench. You can't leave this place. So if you left and you went there, but we're saying you don't have to make a new bracha because your meal wasn't over. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to leave. It just says that if you left lechatchila, to begin with, we're saying to you, don't leave your place. Now, if you left your place, we're saying to you, okay, bench over there. If you're going to eat the bread over there, you don't have to come back. But don't leave it. Unless you had so in mind when you made the blessing of Amotzi. That's different. But if you did not have in mind to move when you made the Motzi, don't leave your place until you're going to bench. Because, he says, just like we are telling you that you can't bench elsewhere, you have to come back into the place, for that same reason, you shouldn't even leave in the first place. Why do we say something which is important, an important meal, you have to come back to it? Don't leave. Shekol dover haton baruch ol achrav b'mekoymoy b'pnecha shivusei. Anything which needs a bracha, the after bracha, in the place, because it's an important. It's an important meal, it's an important bracha. That's an important bracha for that. Ton levorich achrav koinu shakar m'koimav. Then you also have to break afterwards before you leave the place. So,
If you left the place, then we tell you come back to make the bracha. But the beginning, we tell you don't leave the place, because this is an important bracha. It's an important meal and it's an important bracha, and don't leave the place. And we're saying to you why. So we're talking about like, but if you ate over here bread, like you're going home and you're not going to eat bread over there, you can't bench. You have to go bench over here. Over there, we're going to say after the fact, if you went home and you are going to eat bread over there, you can bench over there, because that's now the place where you're eating the bread.
As you wash again at home?
No, not if he didn't take off his mind from his hands and wash his hands all the time. Okay? We'll see that. So now he says like this, Shekimoy Shemailas Chashivuse Shelelevorech Shelelevorech Machar. Just like Shemailas Chashivuse, the importance of the benching, say. Or same thing is according to the other opinions, Ala Michya or Al Ha'etz or Ala Geffen. But just as the important helps, my elas chashivus arkekach shlelevar makmachar achar, that you shouldn't bless anywhere else. So we're saying to you, this blessing cannot be made anywhere else but where you ate. It's important. Kach my elas chashivus levarach koydim shiakel makmachar. So in importance helps that you should need to blench before you go to another place. Ve'av sheyoychal gam b'mokim hasheni vivarach sham. So you say, what do I care if I'm going to leave? I'm going to eat there and I'll bench over there. So he says, you shouldn't do that. I mean, if you did it, but we're saying, don't leave. But you say, why shouldn't I leave? I'm going to leave. I'm going to go there and I'm going to eat over there. Why shouldn't I? We're talking about all in a case we didn't have in mind, where we just wanted to get up and leave. So what's the problem? I'll eat there, and we said before, once you eat there, you can make the benching over there. So I ate here, I didn't have anything in mind, I got up, I went home, and I'll eat there, and then I'll bench over there. No, don't leave still your place, unless you had in mind. Why? Because Mam Moil said, what is it going to help if you're going to make the benching there? L'achila rishoyna, shoyzutuna bracha b'mekoyim l'chatchila, k'idim shi'akir mishom mishom chashivis. What is that going to help for this first eating that you're eating over here, which required the blessing in its place to begin with, before you're going to leave? So you're going to make another bracha there, you're going to bench over there, that's fine. But over here, you're not supposed to leave this place. So don't move, because you're not going to, eating over there and making the bracha over there, you may make the grace after meal, but you still, the importance of not leaving this place without benching has been violated. I mean, you should not leave it without benching. Elo shim kvar okar. If you did leave, ein tzarich lachzer ulevorich. If you did leave, you don't have to go back. Why? Because you're not going to correct the fact that you left. Shabazel lo yisaken mashi eves bakirosei. You're not going to accept. You already left this place. Don't you want the important? You shouldn't leave, but you left already. That's not going to. Elo mishum shetzarich levorich makamachila. But then, the only issue we have, you have to eat in the place, you have to bench where you ate. So you can't bench over there. So you left. It's not right. Now, you can't just bench over there, because you have to bench in the place where you ate. So you eat a little bit in the other place, and you bench over there. So that's b'diyeved. That's after the fact. So that's what you do. To begin with, don't leave from the meal without making the after blessing. And that would be vafilu maniach mitzvas chaverim. Even if you're leaving some people by the table, shein zu akira imayosid lachzer aleihem, that would not be considered leaving if you're coming back. So for the purpose of coming back, you would be allowed to, if you leave some people behind, because then it's not considered leaving, as we said before. But in this case, you're not planning on coming back. You're planning to go home and eat over there. But you didn't have it in mind in the beginning. And Now you're being a disrespect to the play. We don't care that you leave people over here. But you're when you're going to finish your meal in another home, you are uprooting from this group because you're not intending to come back here. And you shouldn't leave without benching. Never leave without benching. But if you're going, you have in mind to go back to finish your meal over there, that would not be considered that you uprooted from your meal if you need to come back. Then you don't need to, even if you didn't leave anybody behind, because as we said before, since you have to bench over here, getting up from the meal doesn't matter if you plan on coming back. If you plan on leaving, then you can't leave at all. But if you're planning on coming back over here, and you're going to bench over here, so getting up is not considered leaving the place, because the bracha has to be made over here.
How long can you leave for before you come back?
I think it's... One second. Umikol mokoim tzorich sheyelech al das lechel shom k'moshi yizbayr. So, still... he has to go the wanting to eat over there as will be explained, which means that if you didn't have in mind, but when you're going you have to go, in other words, you can't, if you're going there just to come back, as we'll see in later on. I got it says here in Shizbar, this is where, this is in Sifei. In the next Sif we'll see whether. Okay. So when you're going to, when you're leaving, if you're leaving not to come back, there's no way you're allowed to leave L'chadchila. If you left, you can go, okay, you left or you left, you can't correct that. But if you left and you're coming back, then it's okay. And it's not considered, you won't have to make a new bracha when you come back. And that wouldn't be considered that you're leaving over here. Even if we don't leave anybody behind, because it's not really come uprooted. But there's one condition that you have to have when you're leaving, you have to have in mind to eat there and not just to leave there, as we'll later on. Now he says, "Afilu hoylech sheloy al das lachzer." Now, if a person goes, he doesn't want to come back. He wants to leave to his house. But originally he had in mind, when he made the motzi, as we were talking about, he had in mind to finish the meal in the other house or in his home. Just to answer your question quickly, we'll see. We're going to learn later. But we'll see, as long as the food hasn't been digested yet, it's still the same meal, 72 minutes or something, we'll see. If in the beginning when you made the motzi you had in mind to finish in another house, then it's permissible. Because to begin with, he didn't set his whole meal here. He has in mind, I'll eat a little bit here, I'll eat a little bit over there. So it's not considered that you're leaving your place. And it's not an akira, also, because we're talking about bread over here. This is like people who are going on the road. They ate while they're walking. They can't spend the time to stop and eat. So as they're walking, they're eating. So when are they going to make the bracha? They're not in the same place. They have a new place every minute, every step. They're going to a new place. And presumably they won't be able to see the place from when they started to eat. So how could they move from their place? They should be required to stop from a place. No. They sit down and they bench at the end of their meal. Because to begin with, their intention is to continue the eating. But this would only apply if you're washing.
But like if you just want to go on the road and eat a shahakol on the road, then that would not be good, because then you'd have to make a bracha every time that you're moving along, that you moved out from your first place. It would be different, would seem like in the car, for example, that's the place. So if you're eating, but if you're in the house and you took a fruit, you say the bor priha eats, and from the fruit then later on you went into your car, right? So then you'd have to make a new bor priha eats. You know, you're a new place. So don't start your apple in one place and finish the other place. While you're sitting in the car, make sure to make the after bracha within the car. You can't leave that space. Now, even though the car is going, but that's in you're sitting in the car, that would be considered for the bracha purposes, even though you moved from place to place. The car moved, but you're still within the car. B'nai, I believe that's the halacha. So those people that go on the road, to begin with, they had in mind they're going to eat on the road. Not to make their place of eating where they made that, and they began to eat. Subsection 5. And this is the mentioned briefly we had before in the halacha, that even though we allow you to move to another place, it's only we allow you to move to the other place if you're going to eat over there in the other place. So then we allow you to do it. But there's another issue, is if you're just going to go and do some business, we worry that you might forget to bench altogether. So let's see. The kolzek shoheilich labayis achar lechel shom, that you're going to another house to eat over there, so then going out from your meal is not, getting up from your place is not considered the end of the meal. You don't have to make a bracha. But you're not going to eat over there. And this would include, you had in mind, so, you know, I had in mind that I'm going to, in the middle of my food, my meal, I'm going to step out, I'm going to go to the other room over there to do some business or whatever. So he says, you're not allowed to leave your place until you're going to bench. Why? And it doesn't help to leave some people over here. There's another issue over here. You see, my bread, we didn't need the chaverim. You know, the chaverim don't help. When it's good, it's good. Or it's good without them. And when it's no good, it doesn't help even that they're there. Why? Gezeira? Shema yishkach melachzer limekoy melavorech. You may forget to come back to the place to bench. So we're just afraid you might forget. But if you're going to eat over there, so then you'll make a bracha over there in the place where you completed your meal. So if he forgets to come back to his place, so what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to bench over there in the place that he finishes his meal. So he's not going to come back, because he's going there to eat. Yeah. And when he eats, he has to make an after bracha. So he's going to eat bread over there, and he's going to bench over there. The only issue what we have is that he's getting up from his place that he ate, and he didn't make a benching over here. If he doesn't have in mind to go back and to bench, so. And he didn't have in the mind to beginnings to go there and not make the bracha. So therefore, that's going to be okay
to go there and make the bracha there.